We have the capacity to hold other people's emotions and stress and trauma in our bodies and energy fields, often without even knowing it. This additional stress can create illness and great discomfort. You may be stressed or sick from carrying other people's emotional and physical burdens. In fact, it's very possible that the headache, stress, or emotions you've been experiencing aren't even yours. And if they are, they could be caused by the stress of your carrying other people's stuff. You may be very sensitive to the energy in your environment. If people in a room are needy or experiencing stress or strong emotions, and you walk into that environment, you may find yourself feeling overwhelmed, panicky, drained, or otherwise affected. I know about this because I'm empathic. I can feel other people's stuff. I can feel where they hold trapped energy in their bodies, where they hold their emotions in their bodies. I can feel their anxiety and their distress. I'm very sensitive to that. And I didn't know that I was an empath until just a few years ago. I thought there was something wrong with me. I didn't even know what an empath was. I thought I was feeling my own angst, and I seemed to have an awful lot of it. Often, when I was in a large group of people, I would feel sick or panicky, very uncomfortable. I had trouble breathing. I had trouble sometimes in other people's homes. If I spent the night, often I couldn't sleep, and I frequently had asthma attacks. Only recently did I discover that I had a special gift that I could use to benefit myself and others, and now I am comfortable in situations that would have once created stress and illness for me. An empath is sensitive to and often carries other people's stuff, their stress, their guilt, their fears, their trauma. We take it on unconsciously, inadvertently. With that stuff come physical symptoms as our bodies try to cope with the extra burden to our systems. Being an empath is a divine gift, a wonderful gift when you understand it and you know how to use it. It did not come with an operating manual. I had to learn about being an empath on my own, the hard way. So how do you know if you're carrying someone else's stuff? A few years back, I hugged a massage therapist at a spa, and the very next day, I felt awful. I felt depressed, which was not one of my usual emotions. And I heard some of my friends talk about picking up someone else's stuff. I decided to explore whether the depression I was feeling was mine or somebody else's. I realized that the depression wasn't mine, and I mentally reviewed all the people I'd had contact with over the past couple of days. The depression, in fact, belonged to the massage lady who had hugged me. I consciously released the emotion by visualizing myself pushing it out of my body. In an instant, her stuff was gone, and I felt good. That was a big aha moment for me. It was the first time I was consciously aware of the whole process from start to finish. I had unconsciously taken someone else's baggage, and when I realized it, I was able to release it quickly and easily. I could immediately feel the shift. This was a pivotal point in my life. What power! I could finally begin to control what I was feeling. My empathy began in babyhood. My mom had suffered greatly at the hands of my emotionally abusive father. And I loved my mom. I felt her suffering, and I wanted to help. So I took on what I could. This unconscious decision at such a tender age was the source of the underlying sadness and pain I carried with me for most of my life. Only after becoming aware of it within the last couple of years was I finally able to let it go. One of my clients had a similar experience. A warm-hearted therapist, she has devoted herself to helping other people for many years. She came to see me because of uncomfortable sensations she was experiencing in her body. As we explored an energetic connection she shared with her mother, she realized spontaneously that she had taken on her mother's guilt and shame over an emergency abortion her mother had had when she was a baby. Her mother had never told her about the abortion. She had, in fact, shared it with no one but the doctor, her husband, and her mother. Her mom confirmed that it had indeed taken place, and my client had been carrying her mother's guilt and shame for over 50 years. A couple of years ago, I spent Thanksgiving with a friend's mom, and over the next few days, I felt awful. I was listless, I had no energy, and I was filled with sadness. I'd forgotten to check in with myself and see if I had taken on somebody else's baggage. As it turned out, I had taken on the stuff from my friend's mother, and when I realized it, I released it, and that was the end of that. So now when I experience any emotional discomfort or physical pain, the first thing I ask myself is this my stuff or is this someone else's? And I've also discovered with most of my clients that very often they're carrying other people's stuff. And working with my clients, I noticed that many of them were empathic in varying degrees. And they were straining their bodily resources under heavy emotional loads. As we worked together, I felt their sense of relief when they realized they'd been carrying somebody else's emotional burden and that they could just release it. And that was really glorious to watch them blossom as they stepped into their own power and began to understand their gift. They learned how to set boundaries and to create a safe environment for themselves. Empaths are highly sensitive to the energy of other people and their surroundings. They are kinesthetic. They're predisposed to feel and sense things in their bodies, and they may have difficulty setting boundaries in their relationships. Empaths may find their energy is depleted when they are around certain people or in certain environments. They may suffer from stress-related or psychosomatic illness. They may be highly intuitive. Many empaths are operating from a subconscious level and may be unaware of their sensitivities, as I was. One client came to me to find a sense of balance in her life. She'd had an irregular heartbeat and felt depleted. And as a high school teacher in a public school, she was unconsciously allowing her students and other faculty members to dump their stuff on her. Her teaching was exhausting, and the principal of her school was creating discord and drama. I showed her how to set her energetic boundaries. She began to feel stronger and more balanced. She learned how to shield herself from other people's energy and to be strong in her own power. So you may be carrying someone else's stuff if you have two or more of the following. If you are kinesthetic, do you feel things in your body? If you feel depleted around certain people or environments, if you feel uncomfortable around certain people or in certain environments, do you find yourself getting sick or panicky after being around certain people or in areas where people are gathered? If you have difficulty setting your boundaries with other people, if you find yourself being agitated before arriving at work, school, or for an appointment, then you may also be clairsentient, as I am. Your body will warn you if something is off energetically, a place where you might be going. If you've put on weight as a buffer between you and others, if you use phrases like, I have a handle on it, I have a sense of that, that feels uncomfortable, I had a feeling, etc. If you can sense other presences, if you have a history of emotional, physical, or sexual abuse. When I first met Sophie, she was working in an architectural firm, and I later discovered she'd been a gifted Pilates instructor for many years. And although she loved Pilates, she had to change careers because of her sensitivity to other people's emotional states and her own lack of adequate boundaries. Carrying other people's stuff had proven to be way too much of a burden for her, and she had moved into a less stressful work environment. I helped her set her personal boundaries, showed her how to clear her workspace and to protect herself, and soon she was able to teach Pilates again without any further difficulties.